Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Neil, let's talk about accents. I saw the movie The Gentleman this week, and that Hugh Grant is trying to put on a Cockney accent, and I don't know the accents very well, but this topic comes up often.
Love it.
You have written about this. You've talked about it many times. And where are we at now? Are accents by actors, especially trying to be from a certain region or place, are they getting better or does it just depend?
Well, I want to see The Gentleman, and I think it's been showing at the projector.
It is showing at the projector.
Because I've seen clips of Hugh Grant's accent, and it's a very over-the-top kind of Cockney Michael Caine kind of accent like that. And it's a movie Cockney accent. It's not quite Dick Van Dyke, Mary Poppins. Was I know that silhouette anywhere, Mary Poppins. It's not quite like that. But it's not accurate either. And I think, okay, if it's a bit cartoonish, that's fine. But honestly, this obsession with accents and pronunciations, it's just the same in Singapore. I was having this conversation this week about someone who was saying, you know, if you speak a little bit of Singlish, it's cool. If you go the full ah beng, you're looked down upon. If you speak some standard English, what we call RP, received pronunciation, that's good in Singapore. If you go too far, you're speaking atas, high-class English. You're trying to be an ang moh English, you know. And so even in Singapore, you want some Singlish to be cool, but not too much because you don't want to be an ah beng. You want to speak some standard English because you want to have a good job, but you don't want to speak too much and be considered a snob and a ang moh wannabe and all those derogatory terms. It's exactly the same in the UK.
Okay.
You know, you want some of your regional accent, whether it's Mancunian or Scouse from Liverpool or, you know, Cockney from London, to prove that you're still one of the people. You know, you haven't lost your roots. And that's what the first thing you'll see with an actor, especially a British actor who goes to America.
Right.
He's speaking with an American accent. Christian Bale, he's from Wales. Why has he got that accent? Anthony Hopkins is from Wales. Why has he got an accent? Russell Crowe is from Australia. Why is he speaking with an American accent? Well, he's acting for a start.
Sure.
And secondly, accents evolve. They're organic. They change. Even pronunciations. We were just talking about this off air. I'm going to give this to the listeners, and I'm going to give you a second to think about this. Is it Caribbean? Or is it Caribbean? Husbands and wives in the car right now, argue amongst yourselves. Caribbean, Caribbean.
Sort it out.
Right, got it? Got your definitive answer? I will give you the definitive answer. Caribbean, Caribbean. The definitive answer is, I don't know. Because I actually met a Caribbean, Caribbean couple who were born, raised, educated in one of the Caribbean islands. And I said to them, please, put me out of my misery. Caribbean, or Caribbean, which one? The wife said, oh, that's easy. Absolutely, 100% Caribbean. The husband from the same town said, no, it's Caribbean. Wife, Caribbean. No, Caribbean. They then proceeded to have an argument for half an hour about the pronunciation of the island of which they are from. So in the end, Glenn, it really doesn't matter. What do you say?
I say Caribbean.
There you go.
But, you know, who knows, right?
So what is the thing in America with accents? There's some hang-ups with that, isn't there? You get the deep South accent, you get the redneck accent, you get the...
You know, like Singapore, we're a melting pot.
Yeah.
And but we're the difference is our melting pot is so huge that you've got people in Louisiana that speak Creole and French.
Right.
You know, you got people that speak Spanish, obviously, in Florida. St. Augustine is the oldest city in America. It's like 400-something years old, founded by the Spanish. So you've got that. I mean, you've got all these different influences. And so and then you've got very heavy regional or dialects like the Brooklyn accent, you know, the New York accent, things like that. The standard English is sort of somewhere north, not too southern sounding, not too eastern sounding.
Yeah.
They say that actually Chicago, where I'm from, has the most authentic 18th or 19th century English accent.
Is that right?
Because of the settlers that came over.
Right.
And this has been studied at great length. So, you know, there's a theoretically, but the Chicago has a very flat accent. So they say Chicago, you know, instead of I say Chicago. So there's all these different things.
And
you can very easily tell where people are from.
Yeah, well, there's that thing also with people I've met from Canada and Boston. And there's an Irish element.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Boston. So it's not a big stretch for me to go car park into Irish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very similar accent in the way that Australian, all right, mate, is not that far from all right, mate, Cockney. There's a lot of similarities between Cockney and Australian. But for the benefit of Singaporeans, is there a general American. I know there isn't, but what I mean is when Hugh Laurie does House, and he got so much praise for doing such a good American accent. I've always wondered, what American accent is that generally? What? It's obviously not New York, and it's not Brooklyn, and it's not Deep South. So when you see British actors and American, Australian actors, they do like a general American accent. Russell Crowe will do it. Hugh Jackman will do it.
I think it's typically a Midwestern accent.
That's what that is.
So somewhere between Ohio, Indiana, Chicago, Michigan. Now, when you get up into Minnesota, it becomes Minnesota, right. And that becomes more the Scandinavian kind of influence.
That's fascinating. That general American accent that Singaporeans would associate with, that's literally in the middle of America.
It's ish.
I know it's not. Which American actor would have that accent naturally? I always assume it'd be a Tom Hanks kind of guy.
Something from the Midwest.
Is he from there, Tom Hanks?
I don't know where he's from, actually. But, yeah, because if you go too much further south, it's a southern accent. Too much further east, and you're getting New York and Boston.
That makes sense.
And those places. You go far to the west, and the California accent can, sort of that valley girl type.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever. Yeah, loser. Yeah.
So you could also say that probably in some of the plains states like Wyoming or places like that, you could also have that more generic American accent. It's pretty hard to tell, though.
It's like here, the Bishan accent is completely different to the Bangkok accent. No, it's not. I'm joking. But Singapore's the same because we've got so many different accents now. We've got so many people from different countries now.
Obviously the Singlish is everywhere. And then you've got people that studied in the UK that every now and then I hear a very posh Oxford accent.
Yes. And then you get those, and Singaporeans are going to laugh at this. We all know them. We get those people who do a 2-week holiday in America and then come back with an American accent. What's that about? So we all do it.
And you have Texas accents and things like that. So it's all over the place. But it is fascinating. And this latest movie, The Gentleman, brings that to the fore again. I can't wait till you see it. Hopefully you'll see it this week. We can talk about it next weekend.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Accents right here on Money FM.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.